Good afternoon. I think I said basically what I wanted to say yesterday, the conclusion of the game. I thought it was an outstanding win for our team and a much better played second half than first half. Some things that that did jump right out at you when you watched the tape and reviewed the game. The outstanding stops by our defense. One following the fumble. To have them at the two-yard line go backwards a little bit and to force field goal there. Then later on to do the same thing, make an outstanding stop. I mean, you can actually, right there, you can point to the reason for the margin of points and the opportunity to win the game. There was also some outstanding plays in the game. Our kicker, Josh Brown, did an outstanding job. You're talking about stepping up and kicking a 49-yarder, a 50-yarder. And then centering the ball at the end of the game to make the field goal that went up by 10, I thought that was outstanding as well. I think, you know, offensively, we did not give the ball away as an offense. And I thought that that was a – that's something we've targeted for a long time. We talk about it every week. For a couple of weeks, we've been pretty good with the football. And we did not have a offensive – a turnover, a giveaway yesterday, which is a plus. Hopefully we can keep that up. We did have the very, very unusual play with an interception and a fumble back, and we also had the fumble with Preston Parker on the kickoff, which very early in the game. Also, I think, sudden change and another indication that our defense was able to go on the field and demonstrate some mental toughness with regard to that situation, as I mentioned earlier. The other one that I thought was a good indicator was right away in the third quarter when, in fact, they start the drive. We have the interception, the fumble back. They get the ball back at that spot. They go and prepare to punt on fourth down. We rough the punter. They get the ball again. It ends up being 11 plays of a drive, and then they, you know, we stop them, and they had to punt the football. So I thought that was a very, very good indicator as well. Of course, the 20 unanswered points I thought was outstanding. The questions came yesterday about Odell Beckham, a good young football player that had an opportunity to play. Obviously, when you look at the tape, there's a lot to be learned here, but when he looks at it, it's going to be a very big plus for him. The other thing that occurred is Andre Williams rushed the ball with power, played pretty strongly, particularly when he had his opportunity when Rashad came out of the game. So those were a couple of things. But 60%, for us to be 60% on third down, I thought was outstanding. We were 3-for-4 in the green zone. The one that wasn't was really our option, my option, in terms of making sure that we secured the ball and set up in front of the goalpost to kick the field goal. But I thought those two things were outstanding. And to be able to finish the day with 34 rushes for 124 yards was good as well. I thought defensively, again, to hold this team to 15% on third down when they had been 55% coming in, I thought that was an outstanding accomplishment. They were 1-for-3 in the red zone. They had been 8-for-9 or 89% coming in, and I thought we did a very good job of that. And then some yardage was added right at the end with the draw, not to say that it shouldn't go where it goes, but there was 90 yards of rushing offense as well. So I thought that, you know, again, we didn't accomplish the things we wanted to in the first half, came back in the second half and played better and beat an Atlanta team that was the number one offense in the league and really a good football team. Now you can ask me about the injuries.
Rashawn Jennings said he had a sprained MCL. What were you told on that, and how long are you?
I was really told. I was told exactly what you were told. It's an MCL sprain. We're all hoping that this young man is a fast healer for the way he conditions and takes care of himself, but we'll see.
Do you know the time frame and how long he might be out?
I'm going to go day to day. I'm not even going to change off of that until I'm told differently.
Based on what you saw from Williams yesterday, what kind of confidence do you have in him getting even a larger role going forward?
Well, I'm very confident of that. You know, the other thing that he did, which was great, was that third and seven first down run that that a lot of that was on his own outside the flank of our blockers, and he was able to pick up that first down, and that was really indicative of people trying to tackle the ball and get the ball out, and he made that play. So, you know, you always, when you have a young guy, you've got to really get into great detail, even more about pass protection. He's done a good job when he's been in there, but he's going to have to do even better.
What are the injuries to and timetable on Rogers, Cromartie, and Zach Bowman?
I don't know much about Bowman. I know that Rogers, Cromartie is over running the tests right now, but the word has come back to me just prior to coming down here that, you know, he thinks he can play with it. It's a leg injury, but pinpointing it is not something that I'm going to try to do. It starts with an ankle, but I noticed that, you know, he has had some issues way up high in the hip area, also from time to time. But I'm just going to stick with the leg right now, and we felt that he could work through it on a couple of occasions. I think Ronnie wanted to shut it down and take a look at whatever was going on there, but hopefully we can overcome it. He thinks he can play through it as he rehabs and feels better about it.
Are you okay with sort of that rotation? He goes in until he.
Well, of course I'm not. Of course I'm not. Of course I'm not okay with it. But
would you rather have either Zach or somebody else in there?
No. I would rather be that he would play and stay out there. Unfortunately, he's felt a need to come off on the last couple of ball games, and guys are ready to go on the field, and they've done a good job when he's come out. So if that's what we have to play with and have to work with within the system, then we have to do that.
Did something new or different come up with him, or was this?
I don't think there's anything new or different. I just think it's
an extension of 2 weeks or two games.
I think it's an ongoing thing, yeah.
What about John Beeson? What went into the decision of not having him active, and was it just still being sore and not?
No, it was the injury, obviously, and his the projection between the medical people and John himself as to how far he could go into the game and where would he be if he was able to put another solid week in front of him without. Without any kind of setback. So, there you go.
Tom, did your linebacker core make some adjustment at halftime that enabled different parts of the defense to also be more effective? It looked like after half, something changed there.
Well, we made some adjustments on some of the runs, one run in particular that had been hurting us. But as far as the combination between the front and the linebackers and playing well in terms of the maneuvers that were taking place, some of it was some of the stunts, some of the frontal, you know, TEs and ETs. But, you know, by and large, we just, I think, had a little bit better handle on who we were defending at that point in time and played a little better.
Tom, the team was kind enough to release the video from the locker room last night, and you, at the end of it, you certainly made everyone aware that you're going to Philadelphia. Just how big is this game now that –
Every game is the most important game of the season. This is a divisional game. Obviously, Philadelphia is playing very, very well. It's a game within the division for us, and so we're just excited about that opportunity.
Is this game, you know, you look at the schedule, sometimes it's almost when you play them rather than who you play. Do you think you are as equipped now to face the challenge of facing the number one team more so than maybe – 3 or 4 weeks ago because the team's playing better, the chemistry, things like that?
Well, it certainly is better than looking backwards. It's better than if it was in the first or second week. But at this point in time, it's the next game. There's not a whole lot of speculation that I put into anything like that. It's the next game. We better be ready.
What do you think you learned about your team yesterday, the fact that you were able to come back? Admittedly, wasn't very good. Did you learn something about them yesterday?
You know what? I think you learn as you go consistently. You prepare them to be in those type of situations, and to come through under those circumstances, particularly when I talk about how we, you know, went on the field and the worst of circumstances being the first one. You know, the ball's at the 21-yard line. It's real early in the football game. And the attitude with which we came off the sideline, realizing we had to make a stop, had to force a turnover or them to kick field goal, I thought that was a good thing. And I liked the way they handled it. I liked the way they – it wasn't any woe was me. They went out and went to work.
Tom, why was Parker on that kickoff return?
Because Demps is starting at safety, and we've rotated those people. And if there's any kind of a circumstance where he's been in for any number of plays, then we play the other guy.
Tom, what do you see or what does it say about your defense when you have linemen – there's one play in particular, Ayers and JPP were pressuring the quarterback or trying to, then rallied back to the ball carrier receiver to take part in the tackle as well. I'm just wondering if that speaks to a bigger maybe commitment.
Well, I just think that I think we've definitely practiced better on defense over the last couple of weeks, and the running to the ball thing is something that's emphasized all the time. But I think they're really having fun doing it. As I see and observe them in practice, particularly JPP last week, for example, he seemed to be all over the place, you know. And indication, number one, that he's healthy. Number two, that he's in great physical condition. And Robert seems to be, you know, getting into that type of frame of mind, and they're all, you know, kind of pushing and challenging themselves to be better at that.
And how will you give Odell more as the week? How will you know when to give him more, whether it's return opportunities or in the offense?
We had a set idea and a plan that he could be used on punt return. How many, you know, check with me kind of thing. We were looking for a particular situation that he would be there if in fact he was going to return at all. So we'll continue that way. We'll continue to observe and get the advice from the medical people, and we'll, you know, he seemed to be very fine today. There wasn't any issue. We'll push him along even further now.
Your players have mentioned that they're obviously aware that not a lot of people pick them to win the NFC East, and I suppose it's possible some might view this as a statement game that they can show that they belong in the race. Do you want to downplay that chance to them, or do you want them to sort of embrace that as a big early season test for them?
I think every game in one way, shape, or form is a huge test for your football team, and a great challenge. Philadelphia has obviously all kinds of numbers. They've played extremely well. Arguably they could be undefeated right now. So we know what that challenge is about, and we're excited about preparing and having an opportunity to play against the Eagles in our division, so that's what I'm embracing, if that's the word.
Tom,
it's exciting. We look forward to it. You know, we always do.
Paysinger go for tests for his hamstring today.
Yes, he did.
The severity of that.
You know, the severity. I'm not. To what extent, I don't know. We'll see. You know, we've had a couple of those things at linebacker level that seem to be forever, and they shouldn't be. Hopefully that's not going to be the case with Spencer.
How did Kennard come out of the game?
Seemed to be fine.
For the most part, they had bad field position yesterday. Was that just a land doing a good job or mistakes bringing balls out of the end zone or what?
Well, I don't know. You know, you can argue forever about the balls that ought to come out and the balls that – but you see it all around the league. They're bringing them out 9 yards deep, and the ball ends up at the 15 or 14 or whatever. So, we have some ideas about when that thing should come out and when it shouldn't, but you also have the confidence of the guy bringing it out, thinking that he can do it. So, but we did have – but when that, you know, when you don't take the ball away, that's the nature of this game. You look at the two previous games where our field position was and the outcome. You know, we led the league in takeaways, we led the league in starting point, and we led the league in points off of takeaways. And then all of a sudden we have a game where we really We don't have any, you know.
Tom, there was a feeling that with what Larry was able to do, that it'd be interesting to see how defenses now try to, you know, take him away. Did you see that yesterday, and does that open up?
I think that credit has to be given to Atlanta for their coverage schemes, the way in which they continue to disguise and work. And I think there were some, well, I know there was definitely some coverages set up for Victor, and that was recognizable. As far as Larry goes, I don't think there was any special coverage. I know there would be special recognition within a formation for someone that has had a game like that from the week before. But, you know, it just gives us another guy. You know, if you have Odell and you have Larry and you have Victor and you have so on and so forth, more people that have to be defended, then it gives you the opportunity to kind of be versatile in where the ball will go. You'll find out later this afternoon.
Anything else?
Thank you.